Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Just a quick disclaimer. We are not medical doctors, therapists, or dietitians, so please check with an allied health professional before making any changes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Super Gym Friends. I'm Adam.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Trent.
And this week in Fit...
check-ins. So...
important.
Yeah, 100%. So for those who, well, for everybody listening, it has been quite a while since we've all been behind the mics together. And
weeks.
Yeah, even longer since we've seen each other in the gym.
Yeah.
Just because in Melbourne, we've just opened up and man, life just gets in the way. Life gets busy.
It's gone from like 0 to 100 so quickly.
Oh, yeah. But
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lazier than ever.
I hope that's true for your sake. Like that would be that it'd balance me and Trent out. I think if that was the case.
Yeah, so I like to think of myself as the balancing for the two of you. Yeah,
nice.
I like that idea.
Hell yeah. So it's been quite a while. What have you guys been up to?
I've restarted doing the keto diet again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you remind me what's the tenets of the keto diet?
Just a very low carb base. Mm-hmm.
I think I often get that one confused with what's the one where you can only eat like a cave person?
That's paleo.
Paleo. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Even I don't even know that one. So yeah, like basically low carb, high fat, and high fat, high protein as well.
With your carbs, do you set yourself like a gram limit or like a certain amount that you're able, that you aren't allowed to go above?
Well, yeah, like when I first started doing it, yeah, it was totally a thing. But nowadays it's sort of like, I remember when I was counting it maybe 6 months back, I'd have over 100 grams of carbs a day. Is that right?
That's probably too much to actually
something like,
And it's definitely not high carb, but it's not low either. Like it's going to vary person to person, but I've heard you should be trying to stay sub 20 or 30 grams.
That's what I was saying. Is that when I was just eating normally, is that how much I was counting? But now that I'm doing keto, it's now between 20 and 50. And
gotcha.
That makes
more sense.
Yeah. So about 20 to 50. And like considering that what my normal diet is, I'm just kind of watching on that. So I keep it probably 30 grams a day, something like that. So yeah.
Where are you getting your protein from?
Meat. Eating a lot of...
Classic.
A lot of steak, a lot of chicken.
Good.
Yeah, steak and chicken. And
what sort of proteins do you need to stay away from?
I guess it's not the protein itself, but there are definitely higher and lower quality sources of protein. So,
not higher or lower quality, right? It's more like for the diet, there are just more and less optimal, if you will.
Well, no, there definitely are higher and lower quality. So, and I guess what I mean by that, or what I define as higher and lower quality, is sources of protein which are more easily absorbed and used by the body. So
would that be like more maybe instead of processed, more natural?
Definitely.
Be processed rather. Is that what you kind of watch for?
It obviously depends on what you define as processed, because like Processed is definitely a buzzword in the diet sphere. Like, technically, oats are processed because they go through processing.
I've heard this, but it's like natural and stuff like that because, oh, what is and isn't a chemical is not really, it's not like a protected term.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose, yes, for most of it, but a better heuristic or a better way to look at it would be for whole food versus non-whole food sources. So chicken breast versus protein powder. Protein powder is still great, but chicken breast being a whole food source is going to be better for the body. Like, it's how our body's made to digest food and has evolved to do so is through, like, whole foods. And then kind of going down for higher and lower quality, it's not that the proteins in this are necessarily lower quality, but it's more that in order to get enough, it's almost impossible to do so without overdoing it in other areas. So, sort of proteins in nuts, a lot of like beans, things like that, where it's like the people who are vegan shouldn't stop eating these at all. But in order to get the equivalent protein from peanut butter that you need, that you could get from a one chicken breast, your fats would be just astronomically high, and the amount of peanut butter that you'd actually need to eat would be sickening. So that's
you're
more...
not really turning me off.
I can only do a couple spoonfuls before I'm full with that. Like, I couldn't go through a tub of like peanut. It would be almost how much peanut butter would it be?
I think I could get through a tub of peanut butter, no issue. Is that the challenge? Are we doing that?
For
a
bit?
Are we trying to get through peanut butter? I could do it. I'll do it. All right, I'll go. I'll be right back.
What the equivalent is.
I just got to pop out to the shops. I'll be right back with the peanut butter.
Jesus Christ. To get the equivalent of a 225 gram piece of chicken breast, which is like a small to medium chicken breast, you would need to eat 0.4 of a container of peanut butter. So that's roughly around 10 tablespoons of peanut butter.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like much.
No, thank you. No, that's
that's a lot of
I feel like
butter.
You're done after one or two and then you need some milk, you know? Like
that is insane. It's 96 grams of fat as well. So to get the same amount of protein, you get 96 grams of fat. It's 880 calories versus the equivalent in chicken breast is only 250 or 260 calories. Ooh. So big differences there. So that's more what we're talking about when we say like higher and lower or like quality of protein. It's how protein dense a food is, and then is it whole or more processed food sources.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
And then, yeah, obviously, even within meat, there's going to be, depending on goals, but I take it when you're going into keto, it's to drop a little bit of weight as well.
Well, yeah, we're bears, yeah? So we're getting to the point, we're getting to summer, right? And I feel like I should be cutting some weight sort of thing, prepare for summer. That's kind of like what I'm going for.
I've done the exact opposite.
Oh, right.
I'm going to bulk through summer this year. I'm enjoying the gains too much. But if it is cutting, there's obviously going to be some meats which are higher in fat and then ones that are lower in fat as well. So
yeah,
the difference might be like chicken breast versus chicken thigh. Chicken breast
I still want to enjoy my food on keto. I still want to enjoy, so I'm not too worried about on the cut of meat sort of thing. Yeah. So it's like
I don't think anyone doesn't want to enjoy food.
There are people with the mindset it's just fuel is just fuel. It is a mindset.
Okay, you don't need to come for me like that. This is not.
Let me come for you instead. I don't think those people exist.
They certainly do, and you are talking to
you're
one
fake,
right now.
As if.
It's like you try and enjoy it in amongst the fact that it's fuel. So it's like utility comes first, but you try and make it enjoyable utility. As much as you can.
I think I'm one of those people that turns that on and off. When I'm trying to cut weight and all that sort of thing, food is just fuel. And then when it comes to like like bulking and all that sort of thing. I'm like, hey, it's a bit of fun.
I agree to a point. Like, yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. What about you, Adam? What have you been up to?
Well, I have not been starting any new diets or anything like that. What have I been up to? I guess, like, just kind of a holding pattern, it feels like. It's been so long since I've been back at the gym. I'm kind of missing that, and I'm looking forward to getting back to it. I wanted to, so it's only been, like, a couple of weeks that we can go back to the gym. But, annoyingly, things just keep popping up preventing me. Like, I had to isolate for a little while. I've been also waiting as well to make some decisions because my partner has been is into KettleFit, which is basically just like I guess it's kind of just like HIIT training, but with kettle weights, essentially. And I don't know if I wanted to get into it as well, but I do like working out with someone else. And I don't know if I want to do it like instead or like, not instead of. Yeah, no, instead of like one day at the gym doing one day of kettle fit and then, you know, whatever. I think I like having a bit of a mix. I like constantly, just beyond even, like, you know how, God, this seems like such a, maybe such a strange thing to try and describe, but you know how at the gym, when you're doing weights.
I don't really know what it's like to be at the gym, actually.
I'll have to explain that for you, Zach.
Yeah.
So you know how, Zach, when you hit yourself in the hand with a hammer repeatedly,
again and again,
you know how it feels good when you stop?
No, I don't. I do keep hitting it is because it feels good.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well,
it's just that, like, nice crumbly paste of bones.
Yeah. Well, maybe it then is impossible to explain the gym to you.
Just I can imagine that it'd feel good to not hit my hand with the hammer.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's kind of like that. Going to the gym is a little bit like hitting your hand with the hammer repeatedly, and then when you stop, it feels good.
I don't know if that's true. Well, maybe for you.
I get.
Do you feel good in the lift, or do you feel good 100%. After the lift?
No, I feel good in the lift.
Incorrect.
It's definitely post you feel a bit good.
Yeah, that's right.
Your post is where you feel better. I get what you're saying, Adam.
When your blood vessels are bursting in your face, that's not when you're like, yes. When you put the weight down immediately afterwards, but nonetheless, once the weight is on the ground, that's
Adam,
when you're hit
you
by the dopamine.
Do you look forward to going to the gym?
Sorry?
Do you look forward to going to the gym?
No, I don't think I look forward to it.
It sounds like you look forward to finishing going to the gym.
Yeah,
I like the feeling of accomplishment afterwards. That's
yeah,
nice.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, cool.
But so yeah, anyway,
that feeling of accomplishment is the reason that I enjoy the lifting process. Because when I hit a certain weight, like mid-set, I'm feeling accomplished while I'm doing it.
Well, that's perhaps putting the cart before the horse, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
I have very intelligent horses running my life, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They actually walk on their hind legs and push the cart from behind.
I don't know if that translates, but anyway, I want to do other things other than just, like, lifting weights. Not that I have anything against lifting weights. Like I'm trying to say, basically, I want to be active in a diverse number of ways because that makes me feel good. So I'm like, oh, maybe I want to do the kettle fit thing. And I've been getting back into hiking as well with a friend of the show, Jackson. Jackson and
friend
I have been on a few hikes now.
Enemy of the show.
Friend and or enemy of the show.
He can
friend,
be whatever he wants to be.
Frenemy of the show, Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, definitely. Depends on the day.
Yeah, so we've been on two hikes now. They were both really good. One, we went up a mountain, we went up two mountains, so which brings the total number of mountains I've climbed to six, I think, which is good. That's nice. It's a good feeling. Nice. I mean, while we were going back down, we passed. So we both had, you know, like boots, backpacks. I bring like a first aid kit should we need it. Big old water bottles. While we were doing that, we passed a woman who must have been in her like 50s or 60s on her way up doing kind of like the power walking thing, no water bottle in hand. And as she passed us, we just, you have trail conversations. You just have a quick little chat with someone that you're passing on the trail. She told us that she did this every weekend, and she lapped us.
Damn. Which,
yeah. Damn. Actually, she nearly beat us in the... So we got back down to the bottom, got into the car and started driving, and then we passed her. So, like, we didn't pass her until we got back into the... Yeah, so we were walking down. She was on her way up. She got to the top, came back, passed us again. Then we got to the car, drove for a little bit, and then finally passed her.
Oh, like, while you were driving, you passed her in her car?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was fucked. Which actually isn't even the most fucked thing I've ever seen, because I once did the 1,000 steps. Do you know the 1,000 steps?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually 1,000 steps.
It's a decent amount.
I don't know if it is, simply because some of them have been worn away.
I've also heard getting to the steps is a lot more difficult than actually doing the steps itself.
I don't know. I drove to the bottom of them.
The steps are they're decent. We were issued the challenge of run. Like we went with school like ages
ago. So it's
fucking
funny you should say that. So when I did the 1,000 steps, there was a woman who was also doing the 1,000 steps, but she was jogging them. And then the time it took me to go up and down once, she did it 6 times.
Jesus. Some people are like, this is where specificity in training definitely takes place, where if that's in order to do it 6 times, she will have done that so many times and will be very cardiovascular focused and cardiovascularly fit, and Jesus Christ, that is nuts. But she would have been doing that sort of training and that sort of activity so frequently, and chances are not a lot else, because in order to do that, 1,000 steps is hard. They're steep as well.
Who fucking knows, dude?
If they were like more shallow steps, sure, whatever. But they're steep steps.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. Sucks.
Yeah. You can't like lug around a lot of mass or muscle and do that quickly or do that 6 times. Like, Jesus.
Anyway, that was fucked to watch. And then this weekend just passed, we also did a hike. Which was not very... I think this is, of all the hikes I've ever done, this is probably the least elevation to it. So I think the mountain we did the other day was 800 meters or under 1,000. I forget exactly how much. And then we went to, I don't know if you know, French Island. It's near Phillip Island. It's just kind of out in the bay in Victoria. And it was really nice. It was like you have to catch a ferry there. It was a lovely ride. Caught a ferry out there, and then there's a hike around the western part that you can do. It was about 18 kilometers, but the elevation was at most about 200 meters. So not nearly as much up and down. And we did that as kind of like a big old group of us went, and it was all right. I have been developing though. So my boots are probably
are they made for walking?
No.
They're made for mountaineering, actually.
Is that just what they'll do?
Yeah, that is unfortunately, well, here, as I'm about to describe, that is unfortunately all they do. So
okay.
Unfortunately I've already spent a lot of money on these very nice boots, not realizing that they are mountaineering boots, not hiking boots, and apparently there's a fucking difference. So hiking boots, you kind of want something a bit more breathable, and my mountaineering boots are not very breathable, which is good on the hike that we just did. We had to cross a bog, and that ruled because everyone else was getting wet feet, and my boots are completely watertight, so I was up to my ankles and dry as a fucking bone.
Is it because they're made for like snow trails where you need it to be like very, well, A, insulated so you don't get hypothermia in your feet, but also so you keep out like wet snow water?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So they just completely block out any cold because they're assuming that you're hiking somewhere very cold.
Damn.
And wet already.
That is going to be so good for all of your hikes for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
it is going to get blisteringly hot.
Yeah, well, see, it's funny you should say that exact phrase as well, blisteringly hot, because so as a consequence of this, I didn't realize that the brand that I went with, Echo, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the boots they make are like slightly too thin for me, so I need a slightly wider yep. hiking boot. So one of my pinkies is uncomfortably rubbing. And I did get blisters, but blister now
I get that,
there's
man.
Just a beautiful callus there instead.
This is actually such a perfect thing to talk about. Why shoes are made? Why are shoes so narrow?
Like, I don't know, dude.
Why do you have to break shoes in? You know,
well, that's
know.
A no, that's
some
a,
shoes they're like stiffer. So you,
that's
you
a leather thing.
No, don't like that. No, not my thing there.
But like, I don't know about you two, but I have really wide feet, like even wider than usual. And man, the amount of different styles and brands of shoes I've had to try to find some that don't just crush my feet continuously. Like sometimes it feels like the bones are getting like folded in on each other.
Well, if you're looking for hiking boots, I know the brands you want now.
Okay, the wide feet ones.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I made a note in my thing because there was an annoyingly chatty person at the hiking thing that Jack and I went to. But with some decent advice. And unfortunately, I now have toe socks because they're very good for hiking.
Were they apparently good for a hike?
Sorry?
Did they help?
Yeah, no, they've been really helpful, yeah.
I've got toe socks. Have they genuinely helped?
Yeah, they've been genuinely actually very helpful.
Nice.
So, yeah, right.
An actual good. Technique that hikers do is they get just loose.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Wool? Typically merino wool. They'll get just loose wool and they'll wrap it around their toes to prevent friction and blisters and shit like that.
Oh, fair enough.
But toe socks do basically the same thing. Yeah. So anyway, I have two pairs of socks, bamboo under socks, which are toe socks, and then cotton outer socks.
I love this elaborate ploy that you've come up with to try and convince us that you didn't already own two pairs of toe socks.
I only own one pair of toe socks. The outer socks are not toe socks because I'm not a maniac who wants to be known publicly for wearing toe socks.
You look like the sort of man who owns a pair of toe socks already.
I now have one pair. Anyway, if you've got wide feet and you're looking for hiking boots, Keen is the brand that you want, apparently. K-E-E-N, Keen.
And if you're listening,
Merrill
people are sponsored
and
the show.
Salomon. Sorry?
Yeah.
I am sponsored. Is that not obvious? Can you not see on the back of my shirt? It's got the Adam's big actually... Keen logo.
Wait, can we send a photo of your Keen tattoo that you got as well?
No, the full tattoo actually says Keen for a good time. So, I understand, though, because it is the Keen logo, but it does just say Keen for a good time.
The things we do for our sponsors. If other companies want us to get tattoos.
I just love Keen.
You just love, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bringing it back to the gym as well, when it comes to wide feet, it's whenever we are lifting and we're on our toes or on our feet, so, for example, squats, deadlifts, overhead press, bent over rows, having a really nice firm foot on the ground is such an important part for those lifts. We want to be able to maintain our balance with appropriate stability, because with stability comes power and drive. But we also want to be able to generate force and drive force into the ground evenly throughout our entire foot. So a big part of that is making sure when we are lifting on our feet, we're not using runners, because runners typically have a very raised heel, definitely. So our heel is higher than our toes, which is uneven. But then the shoe itself is really squishy as well. And I don't know how much this is talked about now, but I remember when I first got into lifting, a lot of people talked about Converse being the shoe of choice for...
I think you've told us that even, haven't you?
Not Converse. So
okay.
I've probably said specifically not Converse for one reason, where Converse are really nice and flat, and for some people's feet, they're fine. But the Converse, more so than any other shoe I've seen, are extremely narrow. Like, extremely, extremely narrow.
Yeah.
And so even for people with more regular feet width, they can be quite restrictive.
Well, I get you.
We don't just want to be able to distribute weight in our toes and our heels evenly. We need to be able to have our feet have enough room within our shoe so that our toes can splay out a little bit as they get compressed down with the weight. And so when you have a shoe like a Converse where your toes are like boxed in and cramped in, they're just going to be kind of like squishing out to the sides and getting trapped in by the shoe itself, which is really painful. So what I recommend, or the shoe I would recommend for everybody else, is go for a pair of Vans, I've found.
That's what you recommended, I'm pretty sure. You definitely recommended Vans before, yeah.
I find that Vans, and I think I have the Skate Pros, are, and more so the Skate Pros than any other of the Vans I've seen, but even still, most of them are the wider shoes, whilst that are still flat. So that is my greatest recommendation for lifting shoes. Anyway, back to you, Adam.
Well, I don't know. I guess aside from that, that's like all that's changed. I haven't done a lot of diet stuff, I guess. My partner and I don't live together, so we spend a lot of time just traveling to one another's houses.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys cook together much?
Sorry?
Do you guys cook together much?
Yeah, we do. If we're together of a night, we will be cooking together. And my partner is a much better cook than I. My diet just hasn't changed, I guess, much, because this has been the kind of said state for me for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to report there.
Hell yeah. Getting back into it, is your protein high at all? Or like, are you getting much in? That's where most people seem to lack in general.
I feel like I get... this meat's good for protein, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's I'm our fine. Primary, yeah. Primary. I probably, if anything, have too much protein.
There's no such thing.
As someone who does not weightlift nearly as much as you, simply must disagree.
Like, technically, there is such a thing as too much. For those who want to know at home, when we do eat too much protein, let me rephrase that. Our body has a certain limit to the amount of protein that it can absorb and use within a certain period of time. So go back to the protein episode if you want to learn a lot more about that. But essentially, there's no such thing as too much, because once it reaches the limit within the day of the amount of protein that it can use and absorb, it just kind of goes through you. And you just flush it out. You either, a lot of people talk about like pissing out protein, which, you know,
sort of, it's sort of like your vitamins as well. I hear that if you have your vitamins, you just kind of piss out your vitamins as well.
Exactly. And it's like, that's not a bad thing. A protein in itself, especially for dieting periods, is going to be extremely satiating. So it's going to keep you full, just because it takes a little bit longer to break down than carbs or even fats do. So keeping it high, even if you go above your limit, I tend to set people slightly above what their expected limit would be anyway, just because getting a little bit more in is never going to hurt. and will only have the potential for more benefits. Doesn't mean they necessarily will, but it only has the potential for more benefits, no actual downsides to it. So,
well,
no such
yeah,
thing as
I,
protein.
I tend to have meat with most meals, so I got that classic... that classic, like, male mentality, and it's just because meat tastes good, I guess. But yeah, where I'm like, every meal must contain meat.
Is it really a meal if it doesn't have meat in it?
Yeah. Which, I guess, is beyond just regular toxic. It's a new form of toxicity.
I would not say, as somebody who eats... probably definitely way too much meat in their day. Uh-huh. I would not say that that's toxic. Why do you think that's toxic? It's an interesting choice of words.
What? Well,
oh yeah, we called out.
You just dumped Adam here. Here we go.
No, I mean like...
Adam's just wondering how I don't see it as toxic at all. Adam's, he's realizing that one of his the host of the show is... is incredibly toxic.
I think a desire or a need to eat meat with every meal is probably not great, not just for maybe me, but I don't know about you. You're maybe figuring out your own shit, but
I think
and maybe
I see
you're
what you
like,
mean now. I think I get what you mean. Like, to eat it because you need to eat meat each meal rather than to eat meat because you have, like, a certain protein count that you want to hit.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about
I got you.
Trying
I got
to eat
you.
A specific protein count. I'm talking about how there are a lot of guys out there who are like, well, this is fucking rabbit food.
Oh, yeah.
I am man, and yeah. I eat meat, so I eat meat on every meal.
I do wish I could just enjoy a salad. I can't enjoy salad. We've already gone through
what?
The whole...
We went through... To be honest, we did only go through fruit. We still do have vegetables to go through.
Yeah, look,
we've much more that we could find.
I'm a lot better on vegetables, but yeah, I wish I could agree. Like, yeah, a real good salad. I want that ability, but I'm a meat guy.
It's feta. Feta's the way to do it. Just chuck a ton of feta in, mix it
feta
up.
Feta rules. Avocado. Avocado's good as well.
Yeah.
I find
mayo.
Avocado rules.
Koopy mayo? That's what I've found to be...
What is in koopy mayo?
It's not mayo,
that's
but it's
different.
Good.
Okay, I was going to say, what's the difference between it and regular mayo?
I don't know.
Is it
garlic?
Is garlic in Japanese food? Is that wrong?
Yeah, they have garlic in some foods.
But yeah, whatever it is, I remember asking one of my chef friends about it, and they're like, it's not mayo, whatever it is.
In Japan, mayonnaise is made with only the yolks, as opposed to American mayonnaise, which is typically uses the whole egg.
Right.
The egg yolks are what gives koopy mayonnaise its deeper yellow color and its fuller, almost custard-like texture. In addition to superior eggs, whatever that means, koopy also uses a different vinegar in its recipe.
Right.
Hmm.
There you go.
Wait, there's vinegar in mayonnaise?
Yeah, I guess there is.
Damn. I haven't had mayonnaise in years, to be honest.
I always wonder why people get an egg and mayo sandwich, because it's just egg and egg.
That can't be a thing.
It's a thing, yeah. Like Coles sell the sandwiches of like an egg and mayo sandwich, and it's just egg and egg on bread, which the bread
can
has
I say,
egg.
Can I say... pretty fucking good sandwich.
Have you seriously eaten that, Adam?
Yeah, it's one of like the standard ones you can get at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I'd say it'd probably be alright. If you're an egg guy, I don't think it'd be that bad.
Eggs, I rate it.
But I don't understand the premise of why someone's like, yes, this egg needs more egg. Yeah.
the reason why they do that is because it tastes great.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I guess so.
As somebody who, like, started drinking egg whites for 2 days, it just ruined me for eggs. I've never done it again.
Dude.
Like, it's just... Oh,
I obviously, you're not going to have one of the 7-Eleven ones, because I can't imagine you being in a 7-Eleven, let alone purchasing something from a 7-Eleven.
You should see the food that I'm eating at the moment. It is...
If you are having egg... and you're having bread, and you've got room in your diet for mayonnaise, chuck them together. Put a little lettuce in it as well. The ones that you get at 7-Eleven have the beautiful, most beautiful crunchy lettuce in it. They rule.
Well,
and they're delivered fresh every day. And 7-Eleven can't lie. They're not allowed. They're fresh because they're not allowed to lie.
Wait, is this like a Woolworths thing where they genuinely have to have fresh baked bread every day?
Oh, well, I actually don't know.
Well, you okay. I know working in a supermarket, we do get them delivered each day, the sandwiches each day. They are technically fresh. I don't know what happens where they come from.
Yeah, I think therein lies what we in the business like to call the rub. How fresh are they when they arrive? Who knows?
Yeah. There's just like a man, not a man, but like a creature that lives in the back of every store where they just like really bloated and it's got like a bunch of cysts on it and you have to like pop it to grab out one of the sandwiches to put it. I don't know. I've probably been.
I don't know why I tell the kids that come into the supermarket that we have cats.
I know why that came into your mind because it sounds delicious.
I think just the idea of I don't know where it comes from, automatically my mind goes, ooh, not good places.
Oh, well, that's your assumption.
All right, can we check in, Zach? Yeah. Have you had Macca's recently?
I have not had Macca's, but I've had a lot of of charcoal chicken and chips.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Nothing better than a charcoal chicken and chips.
Oh, it's so good, right?
Oh, look,
chicken chips.
I'm at the point. So over lockdown, I've been like really for like the first time in maybe 2 or 3 years, properly bulking. And when you do a well-structured bulk, you start off in like moderate calories in a slight surplus and then you continue to increase your food. And where I'm at the moment, I am just so disgustingly full 24/7. It is the most painful thing. And like, it will mean that, say like last night, I ate a meal and then I was like, shit, I need to go to bed in like an hour. And I have a whole like other meal to eat as well.
Have to. You have to eat that whole other meal.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't, I won't make, like, I need the certain amount of calories. Otherwise, I'm not going to continue to gain weight.
That would be insane.
God, I would love that ability to have, I need to have another meal today.
Like, see, this is what you think. This is what you think. Because I've been in your shoes. Uh-huh. I've been on both sides. I've been down to 1,200 calories in, like, show prep, just being absolutely starved to death for months. And that is absolutely painful. And it's your body, your like hunger hormones screaming at you to eat something. It's a different feeling, but it is equally as painful. Like, it is your body just being like, stop, don't eat anymore. Like, just put it down. And it means that I'm just there for like an hour and a half, just looking at my food, just being, what, just another bite. Just,
I think I drowned that voice bite. In chicken nuggets years ago.
Oh, I don't get
if
it.
Only this is Zach, if only I had your problems.
Dude, I don't know if either of you guys have tracked your calories. Trent, have you tracked your calories before?
Yeah, I do it quite often. I
happiness.
Yeah.
Think about what you're eating at the moment, like what your calories, where would they sit at the moment?
They would sit between, I think, I would say 1,500 calories a day at the moment.
Okay, that's quite low.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with keto at the moment. Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
We'll have a bit of a chat about that. We might look at bumping you up a little bit more.
Yeah. High protein, don't get me wrong, but yeah.
But so you're at 1,500 calories. I'm at 4,200 calories.
God, that'd be so good.
No, it's not.
How many chicken nuggets?
How much does The Rock have to eat every day?
Is that similar? He has 6,000, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I ain't keeping track of The Rock. Ever since we have an agreement.
Yeah.
I don't keep track of him. He doesn't keep track of me.
Oh, I thought you meant you have agreement with us. It's like, it's like that intervention we had where you were too.
As per my agreement with addicted. The Rock, we do not. Yeah, we don't monitor each other. Not anymore.
Yeah, it's good.
Not since.
It became unhealthy for both of you. And I just didn't like, it wasn't good for you. And I think everybody saw what keeping track of you was doing to The Rock because he was so big in the public image.
That's stressful. I get it.
Yeah. And so he had a lot more help and a lot more people around him. But I think it was really like painful for us.
Trent, the peeing in bottles thing was unrelated.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was really painful.
He does that because he
to
wants to
it,
do that.
What it was doing to you, Adam.
Yeah.
And just
few people
that...
consider how their actions will affect me.
100%.
Not enough, in my opinion.
I don't know if that's a joke, but if it's not, that's really sad. I'm sorry, Adam.
It's a joke. Plenty of people consider me. I have great friends.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that gun pointed at you in the corner there? Who's next that's to you? Numb. Jackson?
Please, ignore it. The more you pay attention to it, the more insistent they become.
Oh my gosh. My lord.
Anyway, okay. I have great friends. No further questions, Your Honor.
Well, coming near to the end of this episode, I wanted to quickly touch base with both of you guys starting training back up again now that we're just come out of lockdown. So what is it that you would like to be focusing on with your training? Like, what is some of the goals that we want to be hitting?
I think I would like to, because you had me at 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like to scale down to 3 days, and then I'll make up that fourth day doing like my own thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd like to do, because nice. I find I can keep to a fitness regime better when it's something that, like, something varied and something that I've chosen and want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not that I, like, I also do want to go to the gym and lift heavy weights, but it's not all I want to do, I suppose, is what I'm saying.
Did you just put that last bit in there to stop me from crying?
If this show has been a demonstration of anything, it's that I don't give a fuck if I make you cry.
That is so accurate. Oh my God. No.
Clearly.
Oh my
no one's
God.
Looking at no one's looking at the shit I've made you do. Remember the fucking wooden cabin? Remember wooden cabins?
This is like one of the only episodes I've gone back and re-listened to. Do you remember the energy systems one with you and Zamet? That was
vaguely.
If you guys want to hear my soul leave my body live in recording, listen to the energy systems episode. It is from like the moment we hit record, just an absolute experience and a half. It is a wild ride.
That rules.
Yeah, that's definitely something we can do. And then in those sessions, just focusing on a little bit more strength work at the start and hypertrophy or like muscle growth towards the end.
Yeah.
Sweet. What about sure. you, Trent?
I think similar thing. I just want to kind of build it back into my life again. I think with after COVID, I was about to bump up to 4 days a week and I was looking forward to that. But aww. Now I'm just want to get back into it and just kind of get those gains back maybe a little bit again. And get the summer body back. Get the summer body ready, because we're
hell
still
yeah,
a month or so out from January, my favorite time of the year. And yeah, I want to be down at the beach. So yeah,
nice.
Want to be confident in my body.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Well, on that note, I've been Zach.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Trent.
Happy lifting.
Thanks for listening to Super Gym Friends. Once again, we are not medical doctors, physiotherapists, or dietitians, so please check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. If you want to get in touch, email us at supergymfriends@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation or to speak directly to resident bumpy man Zach himself about in-person or online training, links to our Discord and Zach can be found in the show notes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.